Alaska Extension Almanac.
Calving season is wrapping up for some producers, in full swing or just getting started for others. While the focus is definitely on making sure milk intake, particularly colostrum, is adequate for young calves, it's also a time to be thinking about water intake. On today's Almanac, Nebraska Extension Specialist Carla Wilkie talks about the importance of water and how it affects rumen development in calves.
So, as you mentioned, milk is important, but when the calf suckles the cow and it closes the esophageal groove, then that milk goes to the abomasum and bypasses the rumen. And so that is very important to that nutrition to the tissue level of the calf, so it gets good bone and muscle structural type growth. But it takes water entering the rumen to get the rumen to develop. And as they eat solid feed, in order to really digest that, they need to also have water intake. And if they don't have access to water intake, it's going to slow the feed intake and it will slow the development of the rumen. And then they're not as well developed and able to continue their growth once the milk has been removed at weaning. And so getting that calf off to a good start at a very young age and helping him develop his rumen is very important. Water is important for to keep the calf from dehydrating as well, but we tend to think of that water being really important when it's really hot in July and August. But in reality, a calf that was born in March or even early April is already needing to get up to the tank and drink. So this is not normally the time of year that we have it on our to-do list to check tanks and bank them. There's certainly many other things associated with calving that we're probably still very busy with. But in all honesty, we should already check and see if throughout last season's grazing that if that dirt did blow away from that tank or work away from it, we can maybe go ahead and get a couple of bucket loads of dirt around it and bank it up high enough that the calf can reach more than just barely the edge of the tank, and then sit there and watch the how fast does it fill back up once the cows come in and drink. You know, how big is that tank? Do we need a bigger tank? Do we need a bigger flow, faster flow to that tank? Because as you mentioned, you know, that calf may end up going back out with mom and not really getting a good chance to get a drink if the cows drank the water down. You know, a float system on some tanks may work, but obviously in Nebraska this time of year, we can still have some freezing nights. And so that can be a little bit of an issue. But if there are things that we can do to try to keep that water level as close to the top of the tank for that calf as we can, then that can help that calf get that water that they need to digest the feed that they're starting to try to eat. Rumen development now is very important for that calf once he's weaned. He doesn't just develop his rumen about the time that he's weaned. And so having him set up really well to digest feed and have a good functioning rumen that he can take solid feed into and utilize those nutrients when he does wean is it actually starts now. So just making sure that we're setting our calves up for success later right now is something to be mindful of.
Today's Almanac was a portion taken from the Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple iTunes. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.